Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez. I'm a program manager in the Windows Partner App Experiences team. We're going to spend the next few minutes talking about analytics. Specifically, we're going to talk about the Windows SDK for Google Analytics. Before I talk about Google specifically, I do want to mention analytics and give you a little bit of advice on why you would want to have analytics. If you want to have a great app, you definitely have to measure and analyze your users' behaviors so that you can know what to optimize within your app. With analytics, you can look at the usage patterns. You can see what are the conversion points. If you have a game and people are getting stuck at a specific level, you can go and see where they're getting stuck and try to figure out how to give them a hint or how to give them an in-app purchase that's going to make you some money, and it's also going to get them unstuck. So there's a lot that you can get from just looking at users' behavior and then building upon that. With analytics, you can build your own segments that you can then later on use for marketing and for engagement. So there's a lot that you'll be able to do if you add analytics. So regardless of whether you choose Google Analytics or any other package, please consider adding analytics to your app. Now, in this case, we're talking about Google Analytics. So let me give you a little bit of an overview of their dashboard and some of the features that they have so that you're familiar with them and you consider them for your application. So I'm going to go right here to the website. You'll see I am already logged in. And this is monitoring an application right now in real time. So it's a small application. There's 5 or 6 users live right now. So you can see it's already monitoring there. I'm going to refresh. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to launch an application right now, an instance of the application. So the first thing that you should see is that when I launch it, some of these data will start refreshing very soon. In this case, I'm this specific version, 6.70. So I can dive here into my instance, and Google is going to record everything that I'm doing as long as it's sent to them. So I can come back here, look at the events that are being sent. I haven't done anything with the app yet, and you can already see that there's information that they have. They have information about my camera, the device info on this laptop that I'm using. That way, if something crashes, they can say, oh, it was this specific driver. It was this specific effect that they were using. So lots of great information can come just by me launching the application. Now, in this case, it's a camera app, and I can just apply effects to the camera app. So for example, I'll start right here with mirror. You can see here, it's just mirroring my face. Or I can add a fisheye. That's always a fun one to add to demos because you never know what it's going to do. Or in this case, I'm just going to go ahead and take a picture, right? Now we can go back to right here to the real-time analytics page, and you'll see that everything I did was recorded because it was sent to Google Analytics. So now I know exactly what the user did. I know exactly in what order they did it. So it's very easy for me to analyze and build up on the features. I know which effects I should be investing more into if I can see which ones are the most popular. So that's what analytics can do. In this case, I was showing you real time, but I can also go back and look at historical behavior. I can go in there and segment some of my users by audience, add e-commerce. There's a lot of very powerful capabilities I can add to all of this analytics information that I can use. So let me show you the SDK so you know how to send the information back to Google. I'm going to go ahead and close this website, and I'm going to go ahead and close this app. In this case, we're going to use the sample application that ships with the SDK. What I've done is I've actually taken a bunch of code out. So I left some code in, for example, the UI. You can see here I have a little bit of basic UI that's already stubbed. And then what we're going to do is we're going to add all the key components for you to connect to Google Analytics and to send information to Google Analytics. So let's go ahead and begin by adding a reference to the NuGet package for Google Analytics. So I can come back here and say manage NuGet package. And this is actually hidden NuGet.org. And I can just add a reference to this package. The package for Google Analytics is UWP.SDK for Google Analytics. And we have multiple versions. We have a C# version and a C++ or WinRT version. In this case, I'm using C#, so I'm going to use the .manage extension because that's the one for C#. So I'm going to go ahead and install the package. And there it is. It's already being added. And now we can go out and add some of the code that we talked about. So first I'm going to do is go here to my app.saml.cs. And I added an instance of this tracker object, which is what we're going to use to communicate with Google. So I added an instance right here. You can already see that. And then we're going to use that throughout our application. So I'm going to go right here to my own launched event handler. And here I can add the code to connect to Google and to start setting my default properties. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and create a tracker. So you can see here I went to Analytics Manager and I said create tracker. Now I'm also going to set a few options right here. So for example, I'm going to say analyticsmanager.current.isDebug to true. This will be useful for our demo. Google has two modes where I can set debug and the information is sent to one server and I get a little bit of extra context whenever I send a hit, so it's good for testing. And then obviously production would be isDebug to false. In this case, I'll set it to true. So the other thing that I'm going to do just to show you some of the capabilities, I'm going to say analyticsmanager.reportUncaughtException to true. And what this would do is if there was an unhandled exception in my application, it would automatically catch it and send it to Google. So, and then finally, I'm just going to show you one more capability here, which is lifetime monitoring. I'm going to set this to true. And what this is going to do is if I was using dispatching or batching my hits so that the analytics don't get sent all the time, lifetime monitoring, what it would do is it actually listens for the suspend and resume event of my application. And then when my application is suspended, it actually makes sure that all the information is sent to Google. So my dispatch queue is kind of emptied out. And then when my application resumes, it automatically starts the timer so that I can start dispatching again as the events get queued up. So those are a couple properties from Analytics Manager. There's more, so make sure you read the documentation and get familiar with it. So that's the basics for connecting. The next thing to do is just send the events. Again, our UI is already written, so I can come back here and just start writing events. So for example, the first event is the page view. When a user navigates onto this page, we want to let the analytics know that we're in this page so that from here on, all of the events get tagged as actions that happen within this page. So for that, I'm going to say app.tracker screen name equals main page. That's the page that we're in, right? And then I'm going to build a hit for the page view. So I can just say bar hit equals hit builder create screen view. It already has a screen name, so I don't need to pass one here because I'm going to be reusing that screen name. And then the last thing I do is I said app.tracker.send. I added very little information, but there's other information that the tracker already has, like platform information, user agent, lots of properties that the SDK is getting for you automatically, and it keeps appending those to the hits. So there's more information that comes in there. So here, I just go send the hit. And with that, now I'm ready to send a screen view. There's lots of interactions I can add. For example, if I want to do a social interaction, I can say, hey, build me a hit for a social interaction that goes to Facebook where the action was shared. Or I can say, hey, the user clicked on something. So the category here is test, and the event or the action is a user click, and I'm passing no parameters. So you can see there's all the same patterns that I just showed you with regards to building your hit and then having it be sent through the tracker is how we're going to code our application. So this is a sample app. Feel free to play with it, and you'll learn more about all the hits. So with that, we can compile just to show you what the app looks like. In this case, let's start with that custom event. So because we set the isDebug flag, what's going to happen here is the event is going to go to Google, and then Google is actually going to get information back about what we send them. So they're going to tell us whether it was valid or not. So for example, right here, I fire my custom event, and you can see here, this is the parameters that were passed into the request. So you can see, again, I mentioned there's information here, like, for example, my display resolution, my viewport size, things that are being documented within the analytics. And then you can see the response, which was, hey, you sent me valid data. So that was great. Here's the event information for my page view, where we send the information about the main page view that we added. Right, and again, it's a valid hit result, so we're good. That's the sample app. Feel free to play with it on your own. Let's go back here and quickly recap a little bit about the SDK. So the SDK is open source. It's available from github.com/.net, Windows SDK for Google Analytics. We're part of the .NET Foundation. That's why it's published through that .NET Foundation. With regards to features, we support everything that Google's measurement protocol supports. So all the interactions, screen view, timings, exceptions are all supported. And then we have complementary features that, you know, make the SDK work well, like cache busting or dispatching and session management. You saw how to install it. You just get it from Google. Here's the package's name. UWP.SDK for Google Analytics.manage is for C#, works in all UWP apps. We also have a native one, which you can use for your C++ and JavaScript applications. Again, it works on all UWP platforms. And if you're using Windows Forms, WPF, or Xamarin, you can actually take our Google Analytics.core library and use that code to run against all these platforms. Today, we don't have a package or a NuGet package for them, but it's on the roadmap, so check out in a couple weeks and it will likely be there. And with that, again, please go ahead and start measuring. You know where to download the SDK. You should expect to see source code, getting started, samples. You should be able to file issues there and, you know, hear about our roadmap. And if you're interested, feel free to contribute. We're definitely taking contributions. So thank you very much for coming, and please contact us if you have any issues. Thank you.